USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Two students are dead after a shooting at a nonprofit mentorship program in Des Moines, Iowa. A teacher also injured in that shooting. Police say multiple suspects were detained during a traffic stop about 20 minutes after the shooting. The death toll from Saturday night's mass shooting in Monterey Park, California has risen to 11. The Los Angeles County Health Department says the latest victim was being treated for extensive injuries sustained in that shooting. The man who disarmed the gunman in that shooting in California speaking out, Brandon Say, appearing on ABC's Good Morning America. Say said he saw the man enter the dance hall lobby, heard some clicking, saw the gun, and knew he had to do something.
When I got the courage, I lunged at him with both my hands, grabbed the weapon, and we had a struggle. We struggled into the lobby, trying to get this gun away from each other. He was hitting me across the face, bashing the back of my head.
Say said once he did get the gun, he told the man to leave or he'd shoot. The suspect took off to the parking lot, got in his van. He was later found dead in that van in Torrance, California. The Biden administration is pushing back against a Republican plan restricting the use of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. A House bill would require the Department of Energy to develop a plan to increase oil and gas production on federal lands to offset any drawdown.
The House Republicans are now pursuing this extreme agenda that risks worsening supply shortages in times of crisis.
Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm went on to say President Biden would veto the bill if it made it to his desk. Southwest Airlines giving its pilots what they're calling a gratitude bonus following last month's computer meltdown that led to the cancellation of thousands of flights. Pilots will receive about $45 million in bonus pay. The move comes as the Southwest Airlines Pilots Association plans to vote on a potential strike in May. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer, or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
The IRS is going into the 2023 tax filing season with thousands of new customer service representatives. It's all thanks to funding in the Inflation Reduction Act. 5,000 new reps will help slash call waiting times and shorten the processing time for paper returns. Last year, only 13% of more than 170 million calls to the IRS were fielded by live agents. The high cost of eggs in the USA has created a new opportunity: smuggling eggs from Mexico.
Border Patrol agents have seen a 300% increase in the interception of fresh eggs coming north. Problem is,
fresh eggs are prohibited from entry into the United States.
Rick Pazzo with Customs and Border Protection in Laredo, Texas, says that's because eggs can carry all kinds of animal diseases. And if you're caught, it can get real expensive real fast.
They face an initial fine of $300, and if there's multiple violations, that fine can increase to $1,000.
Even so, the eggs keep coming, as eggs on grocery store shelves here in the USA hit $10 a dozen or more. I'm Rich Johnson.
Some of Utah's top state officials plan to sue major social media companies over the alleged harms they pose to children. Utah's Governor Spencer Cox said the companies know their platforms can have negative effects on kids' mental health, yet they've done nothing to address the issue. A movie about Nike's rise to dominance in the shoe industry starring Ben Affleck and Matt Damon will hit theaters this spring. Amazon Studios' Air will debut on April 5th. Affleck also serves as director. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Nachos! Yeah, get nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
Great. And some Frank's Red Hot.
Oh, nah. I'm good.
Oh! You're just gonna eat these dry, plain, boring nachos with no Frank's. Seriously? Frank it up. Frank it up. Come on, lady. Frank it up. Frank it up. Frank it up. Yeah! Yeah, this guy finally gets it. On the jumbo truck.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.